Hello, welcome to another Mums at the Fringe with me, Hattie Ashdan, your host of the Funny Mummies, but this time little mini pods for you of me, yeah, me, little old me, Hattie Ashdan in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe Festival. I can't even remember my name. I'm sorry these hasn't been as regular as I wanted them to be. Lots has happened since I last spoke to you, and I haven't had a minute on my own, and this is a hot minute on my own, so I wanted to catch you all up. And I will try and have a guest, but at the moment it's so hard. I just forgot about the bubble. Everyone's so busy, and it feels like a mixture of, like, you've either got loads of time and you're waiting to do another gig or something, and like no one's free, like, oh, do you want to, oh God, I'm going to have to sit here on my own, or you've got no time at all. Maybe that's just me because I haven't been that organised. So where am I in terms of the kids? So the kids came up. I could not believe how much I missed them. But as I said, I think a lot of it was to do with just being homesick as well. I haven't, you know, been away from home for years. I haven't been, last time I was at the festival, I didn't have kids. I didn't have a husband. And so they came up, and oh my gosh, like, it was so amazing. I was so excited to see them. And with the Ed Fringe, when you're doing a show every day, what I forgot about was the adrenaline, because even at night, I can't sleep because I'm thinking about my show all the time. And then you wake up and you're like, and having the kids here actually helped in a weird way, because, you know, it's a distraction. They've got their little things that don't seem that important to anyone else, but it's to them. And you're like, yeah, it grounds you, basically. They threw themselves completely into the Fringe life, taking them to lots of shows. If you're listening to this and you're coming up to the Fringe with your kids, I will leave some recommendations. Basically, House of Oz. Just go to House of Oz. They've got loads of kids show there, and a great circus show there, which also do a workshop so your kids can learn to do some acrobats. But yeah, they really got into it. My oldest was on stage nearly every show. They came to see me do stand up at a show called Comedy Club for Kids, and I just did 5 minutes, and it's the first time I've done anything like that. And it was okay, but I learned a lot. Entertaining children on stage is a lot different to entertaining adults. You basically just need to do a lot of, I'm saying bum a lot, which I know works with my kids, but you've got to try it out. So, and I'm just moving out of the flat that we lived in with the kids. They went back yesterday, and I felt very flat with them going back, which is mad, because future me is saying, appreciate this time on your own when you can just get a coffee whenever you want, you can do whatever you want. But yeah, it was like, yeah, I can't believe it. If you need to, like, appreciate your kids, come and do the Edinburgh Fringe. And then you appreciate the chaos. But yeah, they've gone. So now we're over halfway of the Fringe. And well, how's my show going, you ask? Well, a lot better. When I spoke to you, I don't think I'd even started my show. The first one was horrendous, but there was only about 4 people in the audience. And I cried when I came home and thought, what have I done? And then the next day was like a complete different show and day, thank God. And the audience have been lovely. My show, The Worry Draw, it's a show about, what I've realised is it's a show about so many things. It's a show about unconditional love. It's a show about mother-daughter relationship. And yes, it is about grief, but not as you might think. So I get people come up and they want to hug me, and I love that. And people want to tell me their stories, and people want to tell me, yeah, their experiences of being a mum with no mum. So I feel very honoured every day. And it's also a very uplifting show. So at the end, hopefully, everyone feels like you've just got to make the most of life and live life. So, yeah, so now I'm on the move. I'm going to move back to my friend's house for the remaining of the Fringe. I'm going to try and see some shows. I haven't seen many shows because how it works for me is I don't want to clog up my brain with other people's shows. But now I feel ready to see some other shows, see some theatre. That's what I want to see as well. See a nice bit of theatre, a bit of culture. Yeah, I've just forgot about the bubble of Edinburgh. You get really in a bubble. I can't tell you what's going on in the outside world. But my bubble's been very different this year. People are asking me, oh, what's the gossip of Edinburgh? And I'm like, I don't know, because I'm not in the bars late at night, finding out the gossip, trying to snog a boy. I'm coming home, I'm getting to bed, and I'm getting up early and flyering. Yes, I've had to fly my own show because my flyer didn't. She bowed out, although I did have a lovely girl who loved my show so much and said, I will help you fly her. She's done a few days, so hopefully she's going to come back. Because the thing with flyering is, when you have to fly your own show, I don't mind it. I'm quite good at it, really. I know how to talk to people, but it's exhausting. And then you've exhausted yourself before your show. So sorry if I've repeated any of this. So yeah, I better get packing up my stuff to get out of the Airbnb and go and do another show today. If you are in Edinburgh, please come and see my show, 2 o'clock at the Voodoo Rooms. It's a free show, so you don't have to pay anything to get in. And I've got merch to sell, and I'd love to see you there. Thanks very much, and I'll be back soon with more Mums at the Fringe.